Bubbler Talk, quenching Milwaukee's thirst for knowledge.
I'm Marty Michelson. For the kickoff of our new season of Bubbler Talk, I thought I would tackle a question from our listener, Aaron Christie.
Can you do an appreciation segment on the prevalence of basement bars in Milwaukee?
The basement bar. Raised in the Milwaukee area, I remember them well. Some were more luxurious, but many of the basements were lightly finished and equipped with an old couch, a refrigerator, and a pool table. Some came with a carved-out nook that served as a bar. Erin says when she was growing up, her family had one of those in her home.
We actually had a pretty sweet basement in our house in Green Bay that had a built-in dry bar. It surprisingly had wood floors and wood paneling on the walls and ceiling, and a gas fireplace.
Erin says her parents did some entertaining around the bar, having friends over for drinks, but mostly her family used the basement as a rec room or TV room for watching Packer games. Erin says when she and her husband bought their house in Milwaukee's Sherman Park neighborhood a few years ago, it too came equipped with a built-in basement bar. She invited me to check it out.
Basement steps. But here it is.
I walked into something that looked much different from many of the basement bars or rec rooms of the past. Erin's basement is totally finished and has a 1960s, 70s lounge feel to it. Wood paneling, low lighting, a living room complete with coffee table and couches from the era. The music of 1960s cool jazz artist Stan Getz is playing in the background. Then you turn the corner and there's the bar. The nook-like space is beautiful and features cultural icons such as a large Wisconsin map, tall German beer steins, and a mounted muskie overhead. Erin says the basement was raw at the time of the purchase, and she and her husband spent 18 months restoring it.
I tore out the ceiling and painted the floor joists. I sanded and repolied the walls. I put in a new floor, cut out a hole for the fridge, rebuilt the bar shelves, refinished the bar top, new baseboards, covered up a pipe.
Erin says the house was built in 1934 and the bar in the basement was constructed in the 1940s. She says she went to such lengths to restore the basement and bar in order to preserve the home's integrity.
It's a fun place to be. It's part of the house. It's part of the history of the house. It's part of the history of Milwaukee. I think it would be a shame to just let this disappear.
Erin says some of her neighbors in the Sherman Park community also have homes that came with built-in basement bars. Milwaukee historian John Gerda says such homes are prevalent throughout the area, from Bayview to Bayside. And he says homes with basement bars aren't just a Milwaukee thing. They can be found across the country. Many were built after World War II when people felt they could enjoy life again.
Yeah, because we're all going through the same thing. You know, it was kind of that 15 years of Depression and War when things were pretty much on ice, and then you celebrate, you know, when things are finally back to normal.
Gerda predicts basement bars could see a resurgence after the coronavirus pandemic is behind us and more people feel like entertaining friends. Our listener, Erin Christie, says she hasn't had anybody over for drinks at her bar since last March when COVID hit, but hopes that'll change later this year. I'm Marty Michelson, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Support for Bubbler Talk comes from Sun Badger Solar. What have you always wanted to know about the Milwaukee area? Visit WUWM.com/bubblertalk to submit your question.